Hello and welcome to episode number 70, Armin Show Podcast. We got intros. I don't know if you knew. We got energy, we got information, we got knowledge. We got a lot of things. Also rain, Los Angeles packed with rain, which is wonderful. I'm telling you, it is a just championship edition, except somewhere there's mudslides, obviously, after the burns. But that's what happens. Rain is dropping, drip, drop, drip, 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 drip. So now you know more about the details of the ongoings. Yeah, I might have beats as intros every time. You never know. So I want to bring up in this episode one thing is celebrity. That's right, you can be a celebrity to yourself. You know how people follow celebrities and their features and their details, or people that they know and their features and their details? You could do the same thing with yourself. And suddenly, wow, your world becomes bigger. I wanted to bring that up because you don't have to focus elsewhere. You focus internally. Have an insular view, if you will. And little step, one step, two step, three step, next thing you know, you have a new set of, could be, shiny gems, okay? If you collected gems over a period of time, boom, now you've got some amethyst all over the place, everywhere. So it's a potential way to go. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know there's no exact predictability to the show. Could be anything. Message, depth, book, guest, me, beats, rap, anything. That's what I would like it to be. If it was ever something specific, then it wouldn't fit me. Yeah. Now, what do I want to mention on this here episode? Okay. I want to discuss the concept of you being like rain, drip, drip, drip towards your goal. Each drop gets you there. 100 drops, now you have a cup of goal. Drink up that goal and then build up another cup of goal until you are there. Think about that. Yeah, I don't know if you did. Now, also, I want to point out today's Google Doodle. Do you know Google? They have doodles, little pictures every day, animations dedicated to something. They don't have it all the time, but they have them often. What is today's about? Might be biochemistry. Might be biochemistry. It is Har Gobind Khorana, who was a Nobel Prize winning biochemist. In 1968, he won it. And what was it for? What did this man research? Why is Google representing him today in 2018? He showed that the order of nucleotides in your DNA controls how proteins are made. Okay? Shout outs to nucleotides. Adenine, guanine, cytosine, thymine. You know the usual suspects. And then you've got uracil in RNA. What? Who would have thought? So, let's not forget, these four, we'll add the other one for RNA, but for DNA, these four code everything. Adenine, guanine, thymine, cytosine. Why is this cool? It's like binary system, but this is quaternary system, aka four, to count, or not count, well, we use it for counting, but DNA uses it for coding. I think that's, like, nature uses numbers. Number follows, but it was in the system. It's part of the universe. Numbers match the universe. It's a nice feature. So, yes, he mapped them together. He did some synthesis. Now, this is, by the way, like 50 years ago. 68, it's 2018. Yeah. So, half a century ago, this guy got his Nobel Prize. Was it exactly half a century ago? Somewhere around there. So half a century ago, this was happening. We have moved way beyond this level of detail into research, okay? Which is pretty exciting when you think about it. Like, at that time, it was award-winning, and now it's like just a fundamental part of things. Half a century ago, 50 years. Not that long in the span of humanity. Long if you think of your own life, but We are moving. And then we have a bunch of now universities around the world researching even faster. What did he do? Okay. Going from the description, what he did. Well, by the way, he didn't have things like we have now with CRISPR where you can edit DNA. He did synthesis of oligonucleotides in 1970s. So that's like slight gene editing. That was 40 years ago. Now we have CRISPR that's like superb. I think I've mentioned it before. Jennifer Doudna is one of the top researchers in that field. Her book, A Crack in Creation, is in bookstores. She competed with Zhang on getting CRISPR out to the public under her name, under her patent. That was a lawsuit. But that's quite recent that we have like much higher quality editing of DNA code, which I've mentioned before. But this is like, we'll call it brute force techniques 40 years ago. Much less advanced than we have today. Time moves real quick, especially when you bring research to scale across numerous institutions, whereas maybe at the beginning, there was like two institutions that had computing, or three research universities that worked on certain aspects of DNA synthesis. Then it's like now maybe 1,000, 20,000, I don't know how many, I don't know the numbers. But I like that aspect. They're scaling not only in, you know, the things we know about in the news is like social media scaling and numbers of followers and celebrity house values and these kinds of numbers. But on the back end, we have wonderful numbers. Like I was watching a Google conference by Sundar Pichai, their CEO from last year. And, well, let's just say the numbers he was throwing out of number of users of Gmail, Google Drive, how many files are uploaded every day, Google Photos, and how they manage the scaling underneath. That's the stuff right there. Why doesn't that make the news daily? They're talking huge numbers, but obviously that's not going to be, this isn't popular stuff because it's the back end. And the main sales is connected to the front end. So that's where most output in the internet and TV is mentioned. Also radio. Radio is not that different from podcasts, by the way, I want to point out. They're basically the same thing. Radio is just accessible on every car, and podcasts are not unless you have a system for it, which more and more people do. Kind of neat. Yeah. So, yeah, back to that Google concept. Yes, the scaling is off the charts. It was talking like 1 billion photos are added a day or some number. I don't remember the number. And then over 1 billion active users of different services, Gmail, obviously. So they manage all that data transfer. YouTube is like, blah, you know, I forgot what the number was. YouTube is packed. The amount of videos being served to people per day, that's not easy. I can barely send a video to one person, like managing it. So they do a good job. Now, that was talking about scaling. Yeah. So Google does that. Back to the individual who got the actual Google representation today, Har Gobind Khurana. He helped synthesize, yes, DNA molecules, edit them. And why is this cool? We are now at the point where we are using CRISPR to edit DNA, single gene mutations, correct for damage or genetic issues. We couldn't do that before. You need steps along the way. You need steps along the way. And now for a pause, so I can breathe. Okay, that was a good break. I love those breaks. I can pause for 5 minutes, come back. I don't normally edit, you know, in YouTube or things. I don't really like to edit because it doesn't seem genuine. Because I could just edit the like top minute of every like period of time and then make it look like a scene. That's what YouTubers do. But that's not what they're like in person. It doesn't match. So if I have 1 billion followers and $84 billion, it doesn't match. You're just generating it's like a show. And the show ends. Yeah. So back to the episode, though. This individual, why do I like pointing this out? Har Gobind Khorana was a researcher, biochemist. He's on the Google homepage, linked to, it's not his picture, but it's a description of him. He studied stuff that's not interesting in any form to very, I mean, to most people, right? Nucleotides, polymerase chain reaction, you know, putting enzymes together, cutting them up into little pieces. That's not the popular, like, ask any 8-year-old, what do you want to do? Oh, I just want to edit enzymes and DNA and then alter a couple of nucleotides. Can I do that? Almost nobody. But those individuals move the world. You go into a field of depth, whatever suits you somehow that you find at some point. That is the basis for our laptops and our phones and our ability to have electromagnetic communications, satellites, whatever we might have. That, those are the cool things. That's the basis for all that we use and see. We say, wow, artificial intelligence is on the way with robotics and it's going to be neat. You need people that focus on maybe just, I knew a person a long time ago, shout out to Ross, who worked on, who's still working on the robotics vision problem, like picking up things, a robot picking up a water bottle and opening it, which now is doable. Maybe 10 years ago is like a stretch for a robot to get even close to walking. Now they're getting real far, walking, moving, doing things. We are getting outdone by robots by the day. But that is based on somebody who focused on something that's very not exciting at first. Those are the cool things. That's why I like people who, like, when I talked about the Sapolsky book, certain hormones he mentioned and certain sections of the brain and his research into them, that's neat. These are the people I think are cool. And cool has been replaced by the word lit in current times. It means the exact same thing. It's just a different word. And what was cool? See? So I got used to that being a word, right? Where did that come from? Think about that one. The cycle repeats. Might as well just say good. But we switch it because it's to seem different. Even though it's the same, it has a different image or label the way we communicate. So I could say, hey, this thing is lit. And not only am I saying it's good, but in a way I am paying homage. I am shouting out or noticing the earlier generation, the people right now who are like, 10 to 25 years old, whatever, the millennials, that grouping. By saying lit, you're also saying that group is more worthwhile. Interesting, right? It's like if I say cool, then it's more directed to the 30 to 45 crowd or something. Yeah, but it's the same concept. We use words as part of our groupings. Yeah, a lot of great tangents in this episode. Golly, who would have thought the Armin Show gets like this good? I didn't know. But as you do something regularly, greatness comes from it. You're not going to know when or how, but you have to lean towards it. You have to lean towards it, and then it can blossom. And you have to go for it when it's like the Michael Jordan flu game, when he played during the flu. It's always used as an example, but it's the same thing. A few weeks ago, I was not feeling well, or 2 weeks ago, I could barely make an episode. I kept to like pausing to get my breath back. Which I still do, by the way, but not like these. These are more extended. That one was, I barely was able to put out much energy, but I still did. And now I'm on like, how many episodes straight? Who knows? This is episode 70. 70, people. Yeah. You should always catalog things along the way. I think 13 guests, maybe 40 days in a row. I don't know. Since the 21st of November. So like almost 50 days in a row, let's say, something like that. I should check it sometime. Yeah, So things occur because you move, you build momentum. That is the thing. You don't see the thing until you stop and look back at it. I'm able to recognize it along the way because I've been through certain experiences of content creation in the past. But like, I'll give an example here. I got so many good tangents. Let me pause real quick. Okay, so I'm back. There's a YouTuber named Vitaly. Now, he used to do these prank videos and messing with people videos many years ago, and he was getting super popular. I don't remember the number of subscribers. He got to millions, obviously, and his videos were getting 5 to 10 million views, and he got cocky, you could say, and stopped making them, disappeared for a while. Now, he has returned recently and is now coming back, and the good thing is he didn't leave for too long. He did little things along the way, and now he's rolling back to a million views or whatnot per video. But he even mentioned the fact that, like, why did he leave in the first place? He would have now one of the... He has 9 million subscribers or something like that. But he would be way bigger had he just continued. But you don't really see it clearly when you are in it. You never see it clearly when you're in it unless you have an example to look at from someone else or an example of your own to look at. Then you're like, oh, I'm getting this and this and this done. That's why some musicians, they get a bunch of awards. Then one day they look back, they're like, oh, I got this and I got this. I went to this. I went to this show. But during the time, you're just going. It's not easy to keep track along the way. Analogy of this is Floyd Mayweather, when he did his boxing fight, he said he could be the boxer or the referee. He can't be both. The referee has to watch and judge and see who broke the rule. So that's the same point. You can't do both at the same time. You're either doing or reflecting. It's very difficult to do and reflect at the same time unless you have strong reflection examples from your past or someone to look at. So in that case, most of the time, just focus on the doing, but note things along the way. Like, oh, I did this. Oh, I have this. My arm still works. I'm reading a lot of books. I am communicating with a lot of people. I went to this place. If you catalog it, then you won't get so far off from reality. The biggest issue is getting far off from reality. Like a YouTuber recently did that, and now he has to take a break for a while because he got off track, too far from reality. You still got to be connected to the people. That's what I do. That's one thing I don't fault with. I think my listeners are cool. I connect with my listeners. Shout out to who could be listening here. Could be Mary. Could be Harut. Could be Alicia. Maybe Josh is listening to this episode. I don't know. But Gary, Casper, previous guests, maybe someone from Instagram, Mariam, maybe checking. Miriam, sorry. Checking an episode. There could be the amount of people, and people tell me along the way they're listening, and I check back because you don't want to get far from reality, or else I could just be talking to a wall right now, which I don't do. Just point that out. Don't do that. Yes. A lot of points I brought up in this episode, it's too good. You know, this is the kind of episode you should cut into pieces, but I don't do that. I do it routinely, and whatever fits that day, that's what goes. It's more variable than a regular show, but it's also more actual than a regular show. I very much, I don't know if you've noticed, like actual, lack of editing, lack of filtering, while still bringing value. It's something people don't tend to do. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I can't speak for all people. I just know what I'm trying to set forth here. So I'll close up the episode there. This has been episode number 70, the Armin Show podcast. If you're liking it, tell somebody about it, actually. Don't even tell me. Let somebody else know about it. Or something. Some way that grows the base here. Yeah. That would be good. Aside from that, you know, or share it on, if you go to the website, arminshirvanian.com/podcast, and you can share one of them on your Facebook or Twitter, whatever it might be. I'm throwing out ideas here. You never know. Somebody will listen and be like, oh, sounds great. And next thing you know, I have listeners John and Rachel, and they're like, we just found out from you from this, and now we're here. You never know. closing up shop. This has been episode 70. Glad to have you listening, and we are out.